Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Oh, it's still just brutal out there driving around. I'm telling you, you got to be really careful with what you got going on the roads and everything. Even with the warm weather, now it's cool again. Then it goes back to warm. Then it goes back to cool. It just keeps opening up those roads like crazy. If you have any problems at all, even if you don't, you just need regular maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to the pros, the experts at Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road, safe and sound, and oftentimes, Mark, the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And be sure to mention Parker and the Man. That's us right here, these two dudes.
That's right, Rob and Mark. And not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, better yet, you'll also get a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if you need one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man. That's over $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker the Man.
$100, no holla?
No holla at all. Expert, X-P-E-R-T Car Care. Mike and his great people. Location, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. It is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, now it's time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, we're 3:22 away from wrapping up period two. Down at Joe Lewis, and it's still 2-0 Boston. They got both in the first period. Carone and Hamilton scoring for the Bruins of Claude Julien. And nothing going on except missing out on playoff power play opportunities, missing checks in the corner. Kind of getting browbeat a little bit, too, around the offensive zone. So it's 2-0 Bruins right now against the Wings in Game 3. Boston looking to go up 2-1 in the series heading to Game 4 on Thursday night at Joe Louis. And that's, as far as the Wings go, they would not like that to be the last appearance. Just two games and out in the 2014 postseason Stanley Cup version style. Tigers lead the White Sox now 7-1. We're in the top. They've added another? It's 8-1? I cannot keep up. 8-1 is the score. Justin Verlander has done a great job tonight. We're in the sixth inning now, top six at Comerica. Miguel Cabrera, two-run ding.
Don't forget he gave up a home run in the first inning, Justin.
To Jose Abreu, and that's the only thing. And Abreu's home run looked like at the time that maybe JV would struggle, but ain't the case tonight. Got an easy one going, and I would think this would be his last inning. Got hit on the foot earlier by a line drive. You would think he would not go past six. But you know what? That's Verlander. Maybe I think he's crazy, but what the heck. So that's the score now. 8-1, Tigers at Comerica. College baseball in Ann Arbor at the Wilpon Complex. Michigan loses today to Bowling Green 7-3. At McLean Stadium, Cobes Field in East Lansing, Spartans beat Toledo 4-2. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, round one, game two. The Hawks were doing a number on the Pacers, and all of a sudden, Indiana found some life. They outscore Atlanta 31-13 in the third and take a 79-65 lead now in the fourth quarter. So they're up 14 points.
Last I saw, Mark, 20. They're up 20.
So they continue to take their lead.
85-65.
Found the magic. Raptors lead the Nets, last I looked, 51-49 third. Wizards, Bulls at 9:30. Other cup playoffs, Montreal's up 3-1 on Tampa. In the third, Daniel Briere is first of the postseason. Martin Saint-Louis has scored for the Rangers. They lead the Flyers in the second period 2-1. Kings and Sharks go at 10 p.m. tonight at Staples. Other baseball, American League, Royals over the Indians 5-1 fifth. 3-3 now, Orioles and Jays in the seventh. Then Encarnacion's first homer of the season for Toronto. Yankees lead the Red Sox 8-2 in the fifth inning. The Rays over the Twins 7-3 in the fifth. But Colabello for Minnesota is just racking up RBIs like crazy. One interleague series, if you missed it earlier, we've been mentioning it since it happened. Albert Pujols not only hit number 499 tonight for the Angels in Washington, he's also hit number 500. 26th player in baseball history with 500 Major League home runs. The Angels lead the Nationals 6-2 in the seventh now. Pujols has 8 on the season and 500 for his, quite frankly, awesome career. National League, Reds over the Pirates, 2-0 seventh. Jose Fernandez now with 14 strikeouts of the Atlanta Braves. As they go to the ninth, 1-0 Marlins. He struck out 14 tonight. Cardinals over the Mets 2-0 eighth. Cubs lead at Wrigley over the Diamondbacks 1-0 fourth. Man, they're struggling like crazy, Kirk Gibson's little Arizona team. Padres Brewers 0 in the third. Giants Rockies 0 second. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Let's hit the button and let's do a little bit more business with this fine, hold on a second here, this little trash talking thing we do every Tuesday. And we do it via Twitter as well. That's what we call it, Rob.
Trash talking Twitter Tuesday.
Take out the papers in the trash.
Hey, Bob Krause also made this a trash talk in text Mark Tuesday, and he said waffle cones will make you scratch.
A scratch golfer.
Oh, is that what that, a scratch golfer?
He also texted me. It's
BobKrauseGolf.com. That's Bob Krause. I'm holding it up for you people. That's where it is right there. That's what he texted me on the Wilson texting machine. That's what I have, Rob. This is the Wilson texting machine.
When he's not a happy guy, you know what he is. He's Bob Sauerkraut.
Bob Sauerkraut?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad, right?
Why didn't you add that to when you have when Sporty Dog starts up again?
So yeah, that would be good.
When Frank's a lot. Have the Bob
Frank's a lot. Very nice. You remember that.
Frank's a lot.
Frank's a lot.
When is Frank's a lot coming back?
Coming back. We're working on it. Soon.
Hopefully
soon.
Summer.
Oh no, no. Yeah, absolutely.
And you can have the Bob
Sauerkraut
dog.
Kraut dog. That's a good idea, Mark.
That's a great, Bob, you just got, you're emblazoned as a legend.
And Mark knows the deal. Oh, those hot dogs.
So Brett hot dogs are the best in the business.
Best. And you're from Chicago. You've had good hot dogs.
Are you kidding?
Mark, when
I've had the Coney's here.
The first time
you
came.
No offense to Lafayette, but yours are better. I'm not doing it.
No, Mark would never do that.
For what? What do I get? I talked
about him forever, came down, you and Spike, and Mark.
And we put you to the test.
Right.
And I remember we were driving down there and said, hold his feet to the fire in this. I've never had these soubrettes.
I've been talking about it forever, right?
I would have told him when I'd gone, Rob, I don't know.
They're just okay, right.
Dude, we took him home.
He had to wrap. Mark
he
said, we can take some of these home. I take some to home. I said, go ahead.
And we were like dancing all the way, saying, oh, dude, these are going to, we're going to, these are like gold.
Unbelievable.
Does EP over there have something? EP, what do you got? You know what? You're going to like the fact that I called you Freako. You're going to get the dates out of the thing. Do you need dates? I don't know what your situation is.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
Okay, I don't know what a situation is.
Hey, you better be careful. You get in trouble. Yeah.
How do I know? I don't ask people their personal business.
All right. What do you got, EP?
All right, the trash got to go for me. It's got to be the NBA referees. NBA referees, man, they're just terrible.
Oh, come on, EP. You got to be kidding me.
No. Honestly, look, here's the thing, man. To me, it seems like they get worse every year. It seems like they get worse every year, man. It's like...
So, but you got to give us, like, what call, like, got your crow?
There's so many. There's so many. Really, I was watching that the Houston-Portland game, and it was just like...
Big missed call. The NBA had to apologize for it.
You had that, and then there's this flagrants that are not flagrants.
And you know what, Mark?
What?
The NBA referees, sometimes I think they get out of hand. I think they gave Greg Popovich a couple of technicals just for a skin. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's like Barnum and Bailey Circus out here. I don't know what's going on.
It's like what?
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
The Barnum and Bailey Circus?
Still going.
It's ridiculous.
What was that?
If you ask me, I would say something fishy is going on out there. I don't know.
What are you insinuating?
Look, you're on live radio right now. This is what goes on.
Something fishy. I don't know.
So you're insinuating referees and like gambling or money or what?
Live radio. That's all I know.
I can't insinuate, but how live is it?
It's very live.
I can't insinuate. I can just speak freely.
Hey, do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All I know is the referees need to get it together, or else we're going to have some problems.
Hey, EP, next time, we don't want your segment to be taped. It has to be live when we're doing trash talk.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Now, the only thing... Now, we never usually comment... Yes, we do.
We comment on what people say.
You know what? I never like getting on referees. You know why? It's too easy.
It's a cop-out.
It is. It's too easy. Oh, we're ripping the refs again. I'm not diminishing... You're totally right.
Because they did make a really bad call in that Houston game. It probably cost them game one.
And I think that NBA officiating has kind of really taken a turn for the
worst. It's been bad.
They suck.
It's been bad.
I could do a better job, honestly.
I understand you say that, but then
I know I could. How much you want to bet, Mark?
Well, how are we gonna? What are you gonna do? You gonna go to school?
He's gonna bet you a waffle sandwich or whatever they call
it. We
can't
prove it.
We'll go have a little pickup game outside. I'll be the ref, Mark. Okay. We know you can ball
a
little bit.
No, the difference between a pickup game and an NBA basketball tilt.
But you can see my recognition on the court. I'm telling you.
All referees are bad. All right.
What about Violet Palmer?
She's bad.
He's terrible. Seriously, I'm telling. If that was a guy, he'd be out, right?
Well, you know who my guy is in NBA refs? Dick Bavetta.
Oh, you love Dick Bavetta.
Yes. Let me tell you, in the old days, Mark.
Did you ever rub his bald head?
No. But you know, whenever he's a New York guy or whatever. I used to see him all the time. And we should be on a lot of flights together. Every time he sees me, you know what he does?
What?
He kisses me.
Pardon me?
He kisses me.
What are you talking about?
He sees me from 22 years old when I first started.
What do you mean he kisses
like,
you?
Like, you know, he gives me a little...
You know, like that Italian mob,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. You know, like on the cheek.
Give him a little, little each
kiss
side.
Of death
yeah.
on the cheek.
EP, I got to tell you, be honest with you.
Stop it,
as soon as he said it.
What did you think?
I just see you and Dick Bavetta going at it.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Lord,
how about the time he waced Charles Barkley.
Don't change the subject.
No, I'm just saying, but we're close.
You're French kissing Dick Bavetta.
Would you stop?
I can't get over it. You should never have told me that.
What? But I just said, Mark, you don't have any friends like that, like an older guy who's just friendly?
No, that kisses me on the cheek like some old Italian guy? No, I don't have that.
Oh, Lord, no.
You don't have that?
No, not one dude that's not family, and even my own family doesn't do that, kisses me on the cheek. And especially some old basketball ref with old man stink.
It's not,
come on,
it's not
Mark, you know he's got those CWPFs. Come on.
That's
now.
Right.
Well, that's fine, EP, but let me tell you, I just picture him now in the seat next to like they're in first class in some airplane.
Mark, I didn't say he gave me a reach
hey,
around.
The Mile High Club. Come on now.
Stop it. I just wanted clarification on the kiss on Dick Bavetta.
Gary, are you laughing?
We got to that whole thing again. Just on that bit of business. All right, if you got some, let me check Twitter real fast, see what we got here. Oh, wait, let's get an update on the Wings. Second period is done.
So they're still on the score again?
2-0. Still 2-0 after two. So 40 minutes in the books at Joe Louis for game three.
That place
final
must
20.
Be a morgue. It's got to be a morgue.
Yeah, but it's two. If it was
no,
4-0,
I'm just
I think
saying,
be a
just from the idea, Mark, that they came home, split in Boston, that place was probably electric to start the game, and that the home team can't score.
And Steve Yzerman has threatened all his players in Montreal, so they have actually tied that game with the Canadiens. So the Lightning trying to hang on for dear life. They're down 3-0 in the series already. 3-3, Tampa and Montreal in the third period, getting close to midway through the third in game number four as Yzerman tries to keep going on this playoff run. But the Wings are down 2-0, and the Tigers, it's 8-2 now. The White Sox have scored a second run in this game. So we're in the bottom of the sixth. Tigers lead the White Sox 8-2. 248-848-1130. A little more trashing. What do you got? Come with it fast, hard, and strong. And if you want, you can go on Twitter at Parker and the Man. Hashtag it TTTT. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Mark and Rob.
John Davis talking about Violet Palmer is better than Ed Hightower.
Ed Hightower.
Wow.
Terrible. He's been around forever. Trent's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Well, here we are at 925. You know where the beautiful people are right now? Even some of the not so beautiful? They're at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill right on 12 Mile in Berkeley. That is the place to be for everything sports.
Well, they're probably drinking themselves under the bar with the Red Wings down 2-0 to the Bruins, Mark. But you know what? If you had to do that, they got plenty of great local craft beers such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers, Mark.
They're watching Wings. They're watching Tigers. They got other stuff on the big screens. I'm sure that's the focus, though, those two. And there's the people that are out there. They're doing their thing. They're
crystal
having
crystal clear screens.
Oh, man. And, you know, shuttles all the time. Bob does the shuttle down to Comerica. He takes you wherever you gotta be. I'm telling you, 24 Seconds Bar, every seat is a great seat.
Mark, they also have some great knockout food specials. You know, I like the wings down there. I usually have that in a Caesar salad, but they make some great homemade mac and cheese, that comfort food you love. Plus, the blackened tilapia is great.
It's how sports are meant to be viewed, eating and drinking.
Where are you from? You went to Michigan State talking like that?
And you know what? I'm proud of it with that English. But let's face it, 12 Mile, you got your 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley. Plenty of parking behind there. 24secondsbar.com. That's what you need to check out.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Second.
Take out the papers in the trash.
Bob says his hot dog should be hot dog, sauerkraut, mustard, and celery salt. Bam. Did you get that too?
I heard it. Yep, I did get that.
Hot dog, sauerkraut, mustard, and celery salt. Bam. And you call it the bam. At the end, you got to put bam.
A hamburger and sauerkraut. A hot dog and a sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. 248-848-1130. What you trashing? You know, nobody is trashed, and, you know, let's face it. This is day one of the Lions voluntary training camp thing, mini camp. And
we're talking about practice, man.
And Dominican Sue said, sue you later, alligator.
NBC you later.
NBC sue you later.
I know, very nice. NBC sue you later. He's not coming, okay? I told you before. This is what people say, Mark, and you tell me. Disrespectful, got a new coach, especially, Mark, you know what, from the black community? How you going to diss a brother like that? You making him look bad in front of the man, you know what I'm saying?
Could have really made a thing
if he'd showed up. He's making Jim Caldwell like, look at this. He won't even have no respect for Jim Caldwell. Is it that? Do people look at it that way? I think when you
surfacey, I think they do.
I do. That Caldwell should have been able to get him. There was a bond. Hey, you know what? He didn't come in for Jim Schwartz, but you know what? For Caldwell, he came in. How would that have looked, Mark?
Right. Change the culture. Remember the culture?
Talk about changing the culture, right?
Change the culture around here.
Did that change the culture? No, you look at him and say nothing. It doesn't matter. He has no respect for a guy who's been to the Super Bowl, what, three times?
Yeah.
And won a Super Bowl?
Got a ring.
Instead, it looks bad. I don't care what anybody says, but I'm not mad at him because don't call it voluntary if it's not voluntary.
And that's what these are until June. These are all voluntary things. There's the mini camps after the draft in May, and then really there's the one mandatory mini camp in June, and then of course regular camp starts in July. He doesn't have to be here. I'm not of this mindset on him. I don't know why I can't get with the program, but I'm not of the mindset that if you're going to call it voluntary and there's a reason why you do that, then don't leave that door open for guys of ilk to escape from you.
I agree, Mark. It's one or the other. Don't stop with the formalities. Why is the NFL like this? Voluntary camps. They announce that somebody signs a $100 million contract, Mark, when only 40 is guaranteed. Why? What are the games? You know what, Mike Vick?
It's a big game in that league.
Just signed $40 million. That's your deal. That's what's guaranteed. The other stuff, you'll never see that money.
248-848-1130. Steve in the city. You're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Steve.
How you doing? I want to trash all the sports people, not you guys, but they keep talking about Sue not coming to the voluntary. Barry Sanders never came to these things.
And he got away with it?
Never. Wayne Fox wouldn't even ask him to come to nothing.
And you know what?
No, we used to laugh about Barry not being there. We'd go down there and we would say something. I was with Wayne the entire time during that period, and Fonz would laugh about it.
Because all you want Barry to do is be, when it's time for him to play, that's all you want.
And my thing is, why call it voluntary? Am I right, Steve? Yeah. Don't call it mandatory. It's mandatory.
Well, it's negotiated into the deal.
Right.
You know, if it's voluntary, that means he comes if he wants. He's been working out with his own workout regimen by himself ever since he's been in the NFL.
Hey, Steve, I got a better answer for you. All this gets negotiated, right?
That's right.
The NFL felt it was so unimportant that they didn't feel like going to the mat for
to say
a,
that you
a
have to be
camp.
That you yeah. have to be there. So if it's not mandatory,
it's not that important to
it's
them.
It's not that important.
And it shouldn't be that important to these people.
Right.
Leave a man alone. Let him come in there. As long as he's ready to play, they ought to be more concerned about why this has been such a dismal franchise for 50 years instead of why he isn't at a voluntary training.
Well, but that's the smoke and mirrors that is
it's
the Lions. It's
always about that. You're absolutely right. It's always about the things that really don't matter. You're so worried about those things.
You know, ask why your football team has been irrelevant for 50 years. Ask that. Don't worry about whether he comes to voluntary camp or not.
Steve, be fair. It's 58 years.
There you go. That's right. Don't shortchange them their futility.
All right, boys. Have a good night.
All right, Steve. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130. That was good, Mark.
I just thought of a drop.
What?
Talk to Steve.
Oh, very good.
I hadn't thought of that one.
I like
I'm telling you, some of this stuff is rushing back into my brain after 6 years.
Unbelievable.
Just comes into my brain. Let's get... Oh, is he not ready? Okay. Tell you what. Tell him to hang on. And we'll do this. We'll do that. We got an update. We got to get you caught up.
Last time of the night, we'll get
Wings,
you caught up
Wings, Tigers,
on everything.
What's going on? And then we'll take more of your calls. And we're doing some trashing still with a half an hour left
Mark,
to go.
Mark, you know what? I got the feeling that your boy...
Who's my boy?
BMO.
Oh, BMO.
BMO.
Yeah.
Is going to score tonight and not the Wings. That's what
Whoa.
I want you to know.
Real score in which way? You know what I don't want to
just
know.
Just score.
248-848-1130 Sports Night with Parker the Man. Back on the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man
on Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.